So welcome back to the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time. To hear the full version of this interview, go to www.screwtapeletterspodcast.com. And today we have a real special bonus piece of content. We're interviewing a man with an amazing story of healing through Christ. And when you hear this story, it's, I think for everyone out there that's suffering, it's going to give you hope that there's something more than just modern medicines.
Just for our listeners that they've heard or that this story's coming, or that you have a kind of a miracle story that you're sharing, what's the diagnosis? Where were you in life when you got it? You know, to walk us through those early
days. Yeah, sure. It was 2 years, 3 days ago to the date that I got diagnosed, right? And so within that 2 years, God kind of did his thing. The guy like really had no bedside manner. He's like, well, you got small cell lung cancer. My wife is immediately in tears. So that part of it was a horrible experience. Wow. That night, I was immediately admitted into the hospital. They did all their tests, their biopsies confirmed. I had small cell lung cancer in my upper right lung, and it had also metastasized to my liver and to some of my lymph nodes as well. And then on top of that, I also had completely unrelated colon cancer as well.
Whoa.
And so our guest for today is Dan Thompson. Dan, great to have you on. Thank you so much for coming on to do this conversation and talk through your testimony. So Why don't you just introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about who you are. Tell us about your family, your life.
Yeah,
give us a quick overview of that.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah. So again, my name's Dan Thompson. Average family guy, man. I've been married for, this is my 30th year of marriage. I've got 3 kids. Well, one of them is still a minor. My other 2 are adult children. My eldest daughter got married 1 year ago yesterday. And like I said, just found out I'm about to become a grandfather for the first time. So
context, Dan and I were at the same table in our Real Men's group over at Trinity Church. When Dan told us his testimony, I think the whole room was shaken. But at the time, you weren't healed. You were in the process of fighting this battle. So when did you find Jesus?
It's like I was at the bottom. I had nowhere else to go. I mean, where do you go, right? You go to God.
Now, Dan, what were some of the things that were instrumental in kind of getting you reactivated? I think activated is the word that's really key with guys.
So just to clarify, I think there's 2 people here, Galen and I, that isn't a, sounds crazy. I've had it happen in my life. Galen's had it happen in his life.
I'm always afraid to tell that part of the story because I don't want, you know, people to think I'm like crazy, but I heard it.
Okay, you're in hospital. You've had that initial diagnosis. Where does the journey go from there and sort of what sort of treatments do you start looking into?
It's not my fight, and quite honestly, it's not your decision. So
a lot of people would ask, especially as a faith believer,
yeah,
how did you handle doubt during this?
And how are you and your wife doing since then?
Because they can't prove it. It's not empirical, right?
Right.
Christ heal me, did prayer heal me? But I think a lot of Christians have a hard time believing that Christ intercedes in
yeah.
life. I've seen it in my own life through COVID with someone who was told he's less than 24 hours left. The power of prayer heals.
Absolutely.
Were you a believer in that before you got this diagnosis, though?
You know, my father was a heroin addict. My mother was, you know, abused. We were abused.
Take us through the journey from there.
Doctor called you his miracle patient.
Yeah, my grandma died of cancer. My aunt died of lung cancer. My grandpa died at 53 of lung cancer. Mm. All 3 of his brothers died of lung cancer. I mean,
just... So for you, this isn't just a miraculous healing that no one else in your family has been able to enjoy. This is all, in a sense, the breaking of like a generational curse.
With your doctor, with her seeing your faithfulness through this, is she a woman of faith as well? They do the same on another 100 patients and a majority of them die.
Really have no idea how many people are impacted by this until you go sit in a room with 50, 60 other people getting the same treatment as you.
What advice you got for others facing this who maybe don't have that same faith walk or who are shaky on their faith?
Well, and I think it's interesting, the whole story of the Christian message, the whole story of salvation, you read the New Testament, we're pulled from death into life. And we've been purchased by his blood, and our life is not our own. Our life belongs to him. But I feel like for somebody that's gone through what you've gone through in terms of a medical diagnosis, how much more is that true of you? It's not just true of you spiritually as a Christian that yes, your life belongs to you because Jesus bought it. And so you live a life you shouldn't be living right now because of Jesus, but you literally also you're living a life that in some ways you shouldn't be living right now because you've been miraculously healed.
From the diagnosis for my glory to the miracle patient, the glow that you have over you now is kind of incredible compared with.
That's because it was never me, Ian. It was never me.
There's a future and a calling that God is putting on your life, and he's going to use that story to continue to minister and reach other people. Jesus is the great physician. So Lord, we worship you. We pray that it would have an impact, that the story would impact people, and that you would just continue to use Dan's life in a real and radical way. Lord, we love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
What an awesome prayer, man. Thank you so much.
To hear the full version of this interview, go to www.screwtapeletterspodcast.com. Thank you for joining us on the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time, this bonus edition in season 2 with Dan Thompson. There'll be show notes where you can find out more about Dan's journey, the book he recommended as well. And look out for our book, Confronting Evil in Our Time, coming this summer. You can actually get an advanced copy on our website. And until next time, we'll see you again. We have some exciting news for our listeners. This summer, 2025, we will be releasing our book, Confronting Evil in Our Time, unpacking the Screwtape Letters podcast inspired by C.S. Lewis. We are making signed first edition copies available for you leading up to the release. To secure your first edition signed copy, go to screwtapeletterspodcast.com and fill out the form to get your book. From Galen and I, we want to thank you for your support and Jesus Christ, who makes all things possible. God bless.